Okay, yeah, so Chamishia Vayishlach is one of these aliyahs in the Torah with almost all the attention going to, you know, the Ma'aseh Shechem and the different interpretations and the, you know, battle royale between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the truth is that there's just so much else there, you know, in such rapid succession. After HaChazoniya says HaChoseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, and we'll develop the point, Kum Alei Veisel V'Shev Sham V'Asei Sham Yizbeach, right, sort of things coming full circle. You already saw this Sforno yesterday. You know, we talked about the fact that Yaakov Avinu didn't wait, his reason makdim in the mitzvah, so vayatzev sham mizbeach, that he established the mizbeach, right away, because, you know, being in Eretz Yisrael was being in Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, you didn't have to wait, vishavti vishalom al beis avi. I thought, by the way, of a hint, I regret that I didn't mention yesterday, you know, to support the sheet of the Sforno, that this was, you know, begeder, the matzeva, the Matzeva becoming the Beis Elokim, the Kayim is Neder. It's very unusual formulation, the Pasuk, Vayatzev Sham Mizbeach, right? It doesn't say Vayiven Sham Mizbeach, but Vayatzev Sham, perhaps to allude to the Matzeva. In any event, then we, of course, you know, after that, you know, have, you know, the death of, you know, Rivka Imenu, the tragic death of Rivka Imenu, which is, you know, concealed from the Psukim, Dvora Minekes Rivka, the Alon Bachos, the Bechia Kfula, Mechupeles of Yaakov Avinu, and then, you know, the double tragedy, Rivka doesn't live to see, you know, the affirmation of that which she envisioned the whole time, of Yaakov receiving the bracha, not from Saru Shel Esav, but Lo Yaakov Yamero Chimcha Kim Yisrael, Ki Yisrael Yashemecha, so at least four, right, and they're all related in some sense, events that happened in six quick succession after the Maisadina. Again, you know, number one, the return to Beis El and everything that that symbolizes, and you know, the coming full circle, and the, you know, the critical nature of that moment, and the death of Devorah, plus the death of Rivka Imenu, and then, you know, the Birchas, you know, Tanchume Avelim, and the changing of the name of Yaakov to Yisrael in the formal sense. So you have all of these elements that can easily be swallowed, you know, if we're paying attention with the main story of Ma'aseh Din and Shechem, which we discussed last year. So I'd like to develop, again, the return to Beis El, and in particular, a certain development that the Sforno has there, based on the Ramban as usual, but in his own, you know, fashion. Mamakom l'hiskader anofach mishalo. Vayom elokim l'yakov kum alei Beis El v'shev sham. The Ramban thinks that this was a chumrah because really the Avodah Zarah was already mevutal. A nachri can be mevatal Avodah Zarah. A member of Klal Yisrael cannot, but al taras hakodesh, they shouldn't be affiliated at all, even with Avodah Zarah Mevutelos, which is a very fascinating idea. So what exactly is the nature of this, you know, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shav Sham V'Asei Sham Mizbeach? So the Ramban, using three distinctive theories, the Ramban writes, Lo Yadati Mahu V'Shav Sham, Yitachin Shizvad L'Shav Sham Tchila, V'Achar Kein Yase Mizbeach Litar Me'Avodah Zarah. Okay, that would be one idea, and it's based on what happens just, you know, afterwards. O Min HaChalalim, Shaharku, Ke'inyan ve'atem chanu michutz ha'machana shevas yamim, ki lo tzivu adayin mechatas, ve'yakov nizdar zimitzu li'tayar terem bo sham, o she'yye v'nakum v'nala be'sel mukdam b'maisa. So the Rabban says it's A or B, right, in either it's tara mi'avodazara or tara from Tomas Meis, v'ulay tziva v'shev sham lifnos machshavaso l'davka bakel, right, he doesn't want him to just build the Mizbeach straight away, but to have a little bit of, you know, time to process and to connect to the magnitude of the moment, 22 years in the making. The Sforno very much endorses that point of view. The Chavin Daischa Kodim Shetivna Mizbeach, Chinin Amaram Zach, Hasidim Arishonim, Hayushoin Sha'achas, Mizpalim, Kidei Shechavnu Eslibam, you know, Lamakom, Vasei Shah Mizbeach, La'el Hanirei Lecha Bevorchacha, So the Sforno really has a dual development of Shitas HaRamban, the third Shita of the Ramban, L'chavein L'fanos Machshavas L'davka Ba'el is the Ramban's Lashon. So the Sforno says, Kodem Kol, right, that this is, you know, just part of, you know, what's required before engaging in, you know, a direct act of tefillah, which he's affiliating this mizbeach with, chasidim rishonim, shom sha'achas, mizpalim, it's a transition. And then, in particular, right, the second development, that it's really not just any tefillah, but it's hodah, sha'as alineis b'makom hazeh, right, that Yaakov had nothing, and he was indigent and impoverished, and all of a sudden, you know, Yaakov is able to come back to that space, and this hakara satov, you know, as well. So what I'd like to suggest is, you know, twofold. I think that this, what emerges from the Sforno is, you know, a kind of, based on the Ramban, two distinctive dimensions of the kavana that Yaakov Avinu had to develop at this stage. You know, one of them, you know, I think relates to transitioning from the Maisa Dina. You know, Lefanus Machshavasu Ladavka Bakel, and again, the Sforno projects this in a more quotidian sense, every single day, Chasidim Rishonim, right? But I think that there was a din prati here, a very specific requirement. Right? Yaakov obviously had a lot on his mind, and, you know, experiencing what he experienced as a father, and then, you know, the you know, terrible, as far as Yaakov is concerned, unforgivable acts of Shimon and Levi, not just from a pragmatic standpoint, but we know that Yaakov would carry this with him the rest of his life. It was an unforgivable kind of a thing. You know, the question, of course, is, you know, is why the Prismila, the idea that the Radvaz says Gershon is Karikatan Anoladam. But there's all different ideas, you know, in terms of the discussion that the Rambam and the Ramban have, you know, with respect to this topic. But the point is that Yaakov had a lot of, obviously, what happened to Dina. Shimon and Levi defying him, right? Lolak chueitza, as Rashi emphasizes, and that required a kind of a pinoy machshava to be able to, you know, come back and, you know, and you know, engage in the mizbeach, the shev sham. I think the second dimension is no less important, right? The Sforno notes that part of the avoda of Beis El was hodah. Right, they had to give hodah, shasal nis b'makom hazeh, nis 22 years in the making, the survival in Beis Lavan, shalim b'tel raso, the survival from the encounter at the beginning of the parasha with Esav, surviving, you know, from Shechem in particular, the chitas ho elokim, al harim asher suyo sechem, the miracle that would transpire. Hodah, hakara satov, always requires, you know, a form of deep reflection. You know, I would say that there are two elements within Hakara Satov. A great, somebody gets, you know, a job or has a child or a grandchild, and there's sort of a visceral Hakara Satov. But there's also a deeper process of Hakara Satov. You know, you think back over, you know, a very long period of time, Shachiyanu v'kiimanu v'higiyanu. Higiyanu is the journey that we travel. It can be a very long and arduous and oscillating journey, as Yaakov experienced it for 22 years, and to give a proper Hakara Satov, Yaakov has to think back a little bit all of the travails, right? From the moment of Kivimakli Avarti Esayardein Hazeh, and there are so many of them, the entire experience of the Beis Lavan, the entire experience of the confrontation with Esav, and the entire experience of Shechem, etc. So that too requires Vishav Sham Hisponinus. You know, to be able to approach God even with that, you know, Hakara Satov. So part of it, in the immediate sense, is to be able to transition from a lot that's on his mind, that's the Chasidim Arishonim part, but another is to reach a much higher and, you know, more directed Kavana with respect to Hakara Satov. And for that, you know, for us, that's a critical point, you know, that's already a part of the Shemone Esrei, where maybe people are not you know, as you know, intentional as they are during the petitionary section and the Pakasha, but really Hakara Satov also requires his bonanos as well.